Karina Longworth joins me now from our studio in Los Angeles. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you on the show. You've written books on director George Lucas, actor Al Pacino. Why did you want to take on Meryl Streep as your latest subject?
Well, actually, Cahiers du Cinéma, the French film magazine, came to me asking me to write about Meryl Streep. And at first, I wasn't interested because I thought I knew everything there was to know about Meryl Streep. She's so acclaimed and so much is written about her that I thought that there was nothing else to say. And so I started researching in order to tell them why I didn't want to do it. And through the course of that research, I realized that nobody has ever really examined the whole arc of her career, the ups and downs since she began acting in films in the late 70s. And nobody had really examined this idea of what it meant for her to have the success she's had making the kinds of movies she's made. And nobody had really talked about her as a feminist artist.
By the way, she started acting in films. She wasn't particularly young, but it was in the late 70s. So she was in her late 20s, almost 30, right?
She was born in 1949, and The Deer Hunter was released in December 1978, and that was her first major film role.
This book looks at 10 of Streep's key films, including The Deer Hunter, as you say, that Death Becomes Her, and The Iron Lady. How did you go about selecting which performances to highlight?
Well, it's difficult because there are so many good movies, but I was focused on trying to pick movies that would allow me to talk about a specific point in her career, a specific point in Hollywood history where she was doing something interesting. And also, I came up with this notion that a lot of her movies function as a kind of historical fiction, and particularly in terms of the way that they work within Hollywood, they're telling the story of a historical moment from a woman's point of view, which is very, very unusual. So I wanted to focus on movies that did that.
Yeah, you call this book the first long-form study of Meryl Streep as a feminist artist. What led you to that direction and that conclusion?
Well, I think that it's interesting because there are a lot of things that most people who watch Meryl Streep's movies don't know, and which I tried to explain in the book. But I was struck doing research by how often she was working behind the scenes in order to ask for rewrites or to suggest new scenes in order to make the film give her character sort of a fairer shake, even if the movie is not always told from the point of view of the female character, to at least allow the female character to have her voice heard. Kramer versus Kramer is a great example of this, where most of the movie unfolds from Dustin Hoffman's point of view, and he hates his ex-wife, played by Meryl Streep. He thinks that she's treated him and their son very unfairly, but she gets one scene where she gets to state her point of view.
Segment 1.
Karina Longworth joins me now from our studio in Los Angeles. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you on the show. You've written books on director George Lucas, actor Al Pacino. Why did you want to take on Meryl Streep as your latest subject?
Well, actually, Cahiers du Cinéma, the French film magazine, came to me asking me to write about Meryl Streep. And at first, I wasn't interested because I thought I knew everything there was to know about Meryl Streep. She's so acclaimed and so much is written about her that I thought that there was nothing else to say. And so I started researching in order to tell them why I didn't want to do it. And through the course of that research, I realized that nobody has ever really examined the whole arc of her career.
Segment 2.
The ups and downs since she began acting in films in the late 70s. And nobody had really examined this idea of what it meant for her to have the success she's had making the kinds of movies she's made. And nobody had really talked about her as a feminist artist.
By the way, she started acting in films. She wasn't particularly young, but it was in the late 70s. So she was in her late 20s, almost 30, right?
She was born in 1949, and The Deer Hunter was released in December 1978, and that was her first major film role.
This book looks at 10 of Streep's key films, including The Deer Hunter, as you say, that Death Becomes Her, and The Iron Lady. How did you go about selecting which performances to highlight?
Segment 3.
Well, it's difficult because there are so many good movies, but I was focused on trying to pick movies that would allow me to talk about a specific point in her career, a specific point in Hollywood history where she was doing something interesting. And also, I came up with this notion that a lot of her movies function as a kind of historical fiction, and particularly in terms of the way that they work within Hollywood, they're telling the story of a historical moment from a woman's point of view, which is very, very unusual. So I wanted to focus on movies that did that.
Yeah, you call this book the first long-form study of Meryl Streep as a feminist artist. What led you to that direction and that conclusion?
Segment 4.
Well, I think that it's interesting because there are a lot of things that most people who watch Meryl Streep's movies don't know, and which I tried to explain in the book. But I was struck doing research by how often she was working behind the scenes in order to ask for rewrites or to suggest new scenes in order to make the film give her character sort of a fairer shake. Even if the movie is not always told from the point of view of the female character, to at least allow the female character to have her voice heard. Kramer versus Kramer is a great example of this, where most of the movie unfolds from Dustin Hoffman's point of view, and he hates his ex-wife, played by Meryl Streep. He thinks that she's treated him and their son very unfairly. But she gets one scene where she gets to state her point of view.